Herzlich willkommen und schön, dass du bei Zuhause bei Golfblogs eingeschaltet hast. Unser Podcast rund um die Themen Golf und Business, New Work und Nachhaltigkeit mit spannenden Unternehmerpersönlichkeiten und Expertinnen aus den verschiedensten Branchen. Ich bin Lina und habe Golfblogs Anfang 2021 gegründet. Wir starten heute mit einer weiteren Folge unseres Specials zu den Amundi German Masters. Starke Frauen im Gespräch. Und ich freue mich heute wirklich sehr auf eine wirklich starke Frau in Sachen Golfsport. Amateurgolferin Naomi Wofala. Ihre Heimat liegt in Kenia. Ihr Handicap liegt bei -1,7. Sportlich gesehen ist es eine dieser Geschichten, aus denen Filme gemacht werden. Hineingeboren in eine Welt, in der Golfsport sehr weit weg entfernt ist vom täglichen Leben, hat sie als Kind eine große Chance wahrgenommen und steht deswegen heute dort, wo sie ist. Bereits mit 12 Jahren hat sie für das Senior National Kenya Ladies Golf Team gespielt. Sie ist 6-facher Kenya Ladies Amateur Champion und nicht zuletzt ist sie die erste kenianische Frau, die den Cut in die Ladies European Tour geschafft hat. Und sie folgt von Herzen gern der Einladung zu den Amundi German Masters, denn sie möchte anderen Spielerinnen in ihrer Heimat ein Vorbild sein und zeigen, was man mit eigener Willenskraft erreichen kann. Also, los geht's, Kaffee ist fertig. Wir sind bereit, du auch? Schnapp dir einen Cappuccino und mach es dir gemütlich. Bis gleich. Hello, I'm very, very happy that you're today with me here in my podcast studio, Naomi. Nice to have you here.
Hi, and thank you very much for having me. It's very exciting.
Yeah, for me it's also very exciting. You know what? You're my first interview or my first podcast record in English first. Second, it's my first interview with a golfer, with a player, because normally we are talking with people from golf business or yes. Golf business background or people all around new work staff or sustainability, etc. So I'm very, very happy that we're sitting here together.
It's a big pleasure, and this is also my very first podcast, so it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we have something in common, right?
Yes.
Right. Naomi, we are here in Berlin.
Yes.
For all people or to all listeners outside who do not know you already, yes. I would like to ask you, I mean, who you are, where you're from.
My name is Naomi Angela Wafula. I'm 25 years old, amateur golfer, playing off a handicap of +1.9, mm-hmm. aspiring to turn professional. Mm-hmm. And I'm here at the Amundi German Masters with an invite from UCOM. And yeah, my dream is to turn professional. And I'm very happy. I have people supporting me with my dream. I'm from back in Africa, Kenya, and in Kenya I come from Kitale, deep in the village. So for me, being here, it is a big dream come true.
Yeah, you told me before, and for everyone who's now getting to know you a little bit better, for me it sounds like those very emotional soccer stories from Brazil, from those kids who raised up in a total different background, then stepping into sports and then making this great journey, right?
Yes. So like I can say how it started for me. I come from a family of 4 kids, a single mom, and my mom was not able to take care of the 4 of us. So my auntie, she came through. Mm-hmm. And she took me to the big city, Nairobi, and she's a golfer, the first professional golfer in Kenya. And that's how I came into the game of golf. Mm-hmm. She taught me from when I was 6 years old.
Wow.
And since then, I grew up in the playing golf all my life.
Wow. So, yeah. So your first steps into golf are also family related, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Runs in the blood, yes.
Runs in the blood, that's good.
Yes. And from there, I went to coast to for greener pastures. I went to Vipingo Ridge after we had the ladies European tour happen. The second one that happened in Vipingo Ridge, they recognized me and they decided to support my journey so that I could try and turn professional. Mm-hmm. And since then they've been supporting me, and then Newcom came through and a few well wishers. So since then I've been doing a lot of practice, and now I'm very happy that I'm getting amazing opportunities like playing in this big event, the Amundi German Masters.
And to everyone who's listening to us, I can subline it. Since last week you're here on the course, and every time, I would say nearly every time I'm on the course, you're also there.
Yes, I've been in Germany now for 2 weeks. And the past 1 week I've been here at Sedina Sea. I've been practicing a lot. Every day I'm out there, and I'm just so grateful for this opportunity.
Yeah, and it's so nice because it shows me also that you really want to do it. I mean, you're really hard worker in terms of training, right?
Yes, because this is a dream come true for me, and it's a very rare opportunity, especially for an African. So I just want to prove also to other Africans back at home that, yes, it is possible.
Yeah. So it's kind of a lighthouse effect you want to create also, just to make a hope for other girls in Africa. Just do it.
More opportunities for others.
Yeah. So you are the first one who's stepping into that.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Everybody at home is looking up to me, and I'm ready for this week, and I'm very excited.
So. I will, I don't know how you say it in English, but I will be on your side when you go on the course. And I'll say, yeah.
Thank you.
Naomi, go for it.
Thank you.
Unless you're just putting or something. So that will be silent.
No worries. Thank you.
Yeah. I have a curious question.
Yes.
Because I know, aside this effect of having this opportunity and the sports aspect of golf, what does golf mean for you? I mean, most of the players I know, whether they're amateurs or like me, I'm a hobby player, I would say I'm down there from the level. For me, golf means a lot because it connects my family together. So we are a 3 generations golf family. My sons are playing, especially my older son. It's also a grandpa son thing, stuff like this. So this always creates a lot of emotions inside myself. So it's not only about the sports, like I go running or something like this.
Golf, it means everything to me. First, it's something that I love. I've grown up in it, and I love it very much. It's like a mental game to me. It makes me very calm and makes me forget about all the worries in the world. And second, especially now that I'm a grown-up, I realize that, you see, it's my career, and golf, it's taken me from nowhere to somewhere. Like, it's taken me places, because back at home, like, I just used to cook and sell chips, but you see, golf, it has taken me, it's given me a job, it's taken me to different parts of the world and made me meet different people, and it's my career right now. And golf to me, I know, like, if I continue at it and work hard at it, it's gonna give me the lifestyle that I want, and it's gonna make me have a better lifestyle for my family. So it just means a lot to me.
I can believe so. There's a lot of emotion connected to that.
Yes. So I do it for passion, I do it for the love of it, and also for my career.
You mentioned something, so golf is also a mental thing for you. Do you have a special method or a special preparation before a tournament mentally while you're going on the course?
I don't. Before a tournament, I never change my routine because okay. it's something that I do every day, when whether I have a tournament or not. I mm-hmm. meditate a lot, and so I do that every day, whether I have a tournament or mm-hmm. not. So I'm used to that. Mm-hmm. It makes me very calm. And what I mean is, like, when I'm playing golf, it just calms me, and I'm out there and I forget about everything else, and I'm just out there doing what I love.
So you stay in the moment.
I stay in the moment. I live in the moment. Mm. So I appreciate the moment.
Yeah.
Yes. I take it as it comes. So,
Yeah. This is a very, very nice approach, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah. Would you say I'm ready for Thursday?
Yes, I'm very ready. I've been doing a lot of practice. Mm-hmm. I've been meditating enough. The meditation, it comes in when you need to be calm on the mm-hmm. golf course. So mm-hmm. it's very important to do it every day and not just when there's a tournament nearby. So
yeah.
I'm used to doing that every day. So I feel I'm very ready for this week. I'm really looking forward.
Yeah.
I'm playing on Thursday at 8 a.m. with mm-hmm. one of the pros I'm playing with. I know her, mm-hmm. especially from social media, Caroline yeah. Lampert.
Oh, and nice. Yeah.
So I'm very excited and looking forward to this week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we will follow you through the tournament. We wish you all the best.
Thank you.
And aside, a lot of fun.
Thank you.
That you enjoy your time over here.
Thank you.
And for all the listeners, we will put all the information about Naomi in the show notes. As you know, that female golfers are not that promoted as the male ones, unfortunately. This is a call if you feel the impulse for promoting her, giving her much reach, or being a sponsor of you. All the information you will find in the show notes, and also the connection to your management. And thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for your time. I wish you all the best. You're going now on the next round for training, right?
Yes.
And for sure, we will read and watch you during the tournament and for many more years in the future.
Thank you very much. I appreciate a lot.
Thank you. And for all the others, outside, all the listeners, get your bag, get your clubs, get your tea time, get ready and enjoy.
Yes.
Have a nice game.
Thank you. Enjoy.